Anytime you can go on the road and, you know, win a series, let alone sweep it, it's always big. Keeps you in the hunt in the conference, but, you know, it's still a long season. I mean, it's still, we got a lot of games to play in conference, and does it help us? Absolutely. But, you know, we got a big week we got to prepare for with Butler coming back into our place on Friday, Saturday. So I just, you know, we're very fortunate. I thought we did a lot of really, really good things. Games 1 through 3, you know, game 4, I mean, Cloud was great. They really were. They pitched it well, defended well. They got some timely hits, big squeeze play. Gives them a chance, and you know, we ended up getting a lucky bounce at the end of the day. CVP wasn't bad. He wasn't great, but he wasn't bad. Little cue ball gets underneath him. You know, it is what it is. It's part of the game. CJ Cranock comes up with a big at bat with two outs, finds a way to second base, overthrow, gets him to third, and Alex Nielsen, you know, works a heck of an AB to punch one through the middle, you know, and with a walk to Aeneas, and then Brooks Benson splits a gap. Just, you know, very fortunate. You know, we had guys in good situations. Mentally, they were right, locked in, and they did what they were supposed to do.
You have the strongest 9 guy I think I've seen in a long time here in this league. What does it mean for you to have that guy who can be able to handle the bat from the 9th spot in the lineup?
Right. Well, you know, a lot of people, they use the whole adage. It's just like, we're going to put our two worst hitters in the 8 and 9 hole. Well, your 9-hole guy is probably one of your most important guys because he's the guy that gets back to the top of the order for you. And the better hitter you can have down there, the better chances you can turn that lineup over and get, you know, to your 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Working.
You know, Brooks has done a lot of growing up since he's got here. And, you know, our job is to put him in successful situations. And he's done a really good job in the 2-hole. He's learned how to work counts better, and hit well with 2 strikes and be comfortable doing it.